Okay, we're continuing. Yoredei Siman Kuf Tes Vav. We're up to Sif Gimel, which is Chemas Akum Goyesha Butter. So we discussed milk, we discussed cheese, and now we're up to butter. So in the discussion of cheese, which appears in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chav Tes and Daf Lamed Hey, there are numerous reasons given for the Isser against cheese, which we've already discussed. I don't know if we went through all the reasons, but there are a bunch of reasons brought down. The main reason is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that we discussed at length, is because they would use what's or kevas nevela, the rennet, something that comes from the nevela of the animal, to turn the milk into cheese, and that would render the cheese not kosher. Okay, another one of the main reasons was that even though milk does not, non-kosher milk, milk from a non-kosher animal does not turn into cheese, but we're still afraid that there'll be some leftovers. Okay, so the Gra brings down these two reasons of cheese and relates it to the different opinions that appear by butter. We have four major opinions by the Chemas Akum. Okay, the Rambam. The Rambam brings down a machlokas ha-ga'onim, and he says, mixas ha-ga'onim. Some ga'onim allowed it. Why? Because Chazal never made a gzera against butter, and the non-kosher milk is not going to turn into butter, and therefore you don't have to worry. So the Gra holds that, according to this opinion, the main reason that cheese is aser is because they made it using this or this nevela. That's not relevant by butter. That's not how you make butter. You don't need to throw in some outside thing like an or kevas nevela to make butter. And therefore, Chazal never made a gzera against butter. The gzera that relates to cheese does not relate to butter. And therefore, some gaonim allowed goyesh butter. That's opinion number one, brought down in the Rambam, which is also brought down in the Tur and the Gra and other places. Then, the other opinion, brought down in the Rambam as well, mixas ge'onim, some ge'onim asrua. They asered the goyish butter. Why? Because even though the non-kosher milk does not, I'll use the word curdle, I don't know if that's the proper word, but the non-kosher milk does not curdle into butter, but there could still be some residual leftover non-kosher milk that kind of, like by the cheese, you know, by the Swiss cheese, it's inside the holes of the Swiss cheese.
Two different things, though.
So it could be by the butter as well.
It doesn't curdle into cheese and it doesn't, like, rise. I think the butter is just, like, stuff that rises to the surface. But
it could still stick around.
But it's also, I mean, that's also discussed. Can you make cheese or butter from non-kosher milk?
Right. Non-kosher milk will not turn into butter and will not turn into cheese.
Wow.
Okay, so some go on and say that it's also because there could still be some residual non-kosher milk. It didn't turn into butter, but it's kind of still mixed in over there somehow. You don't have the holes like you have in the Swiss cheese, but it's still mixed in. So the girl wants to say that this opinion holds, that the main opinion for why the Chazal made a gzeir against the cheese is the possible residual leftover non-kosher milk that didn't turn into cheese. So that would be relevant here as well, and then the Chemas Akum would be also. So there's two opinions so far in the Rambam. Some Gaonim say that Gaisha butter is mutter, and some say it's also. Then there's a third opinion, there's a Rush. The Beis Yosef points out that the Rush, based on the way the Torah phrases it, and based on the fact that the Beis Yosef did a thorough search into the writings of the Rush and didn't find it anywhere, that this must have been something that the Rush communicated orally to his son, the Tur, and to his children, his students, and that is, he didn't really understand why it should be Aser. He doesn't have a good reason why it should be Aser, but where the Rosh was living, at least at one period in his life, because he did live in different places, the meaning was that it was Aser. But because he didn't really think it should be Aser, he didn't think it was a strong source for it to be Aser, so he did not protest those people who were lenient. However, if most people in a certain place are machmer and they will not eat the goyish butter, so then everyone should follow that minig and you don't have a right to deviate. But he didn't stop people because he didn't think that it really had a basis in halacha. The fourth shita is that of the Rambam. Okay, after the Rambam brings down, some Gaonim say it's mutter, some Gaonim say it's aser. Then the Rambam says like this: if you take the Goyish butter and you cook it, I'm not exactly sure what that means, because when you cook butter, it's not butter anymore, it melts into a liquid, but maybe it re-solidifies.
It cools down, it re-solidifies.
Okay, maybe that's a pshat. So, says the Rambam, if you cook the butter until you can assume that any residual non-kosher milk that may have been there has disappeared, so then it's going to be mutter. Okay, well, we'll discuss this more at length in a minute. So the Beis Yosef on this Rambam, the Rambam sounds like it's bidyed. Im lokach, if you took butter from the guy and you cooked it until the residual non-kosher milk would have disappeared, it's mutter. Says the Beis Yosef, even though the Rambam is speaking in a bidyeved terminology, he doesn't mean it. And really, it's mutter even the chatchila. Really, it's mutter the chatchila. Then he addresses the question, which we'll soon see, but we have a rule. Aim of violent is the chatchila. I can't take a little bit of pig's milk or pig's juice, pig sauce, and throw it into my cholent, even though it's batel b'shishim. I'm not allowed to do that. If someone did it, but the evidence, I'm allowed to eat it, but I can't do it. Lechatzchila. Okay, so these opinions all make their way basically into Shulchan Aruch. So let's take a look now. Kuf Tes Vav Gimel. Hachem'a shel goyim, the butter of the Ein Yehudi. Ein mochin la'anshe. Don't stop those people who are eating it. Right, that's what Rush said, because there's no strong reason that it should be aser, and therefore, if someone is eating it, don't stop them. Ein mochin, don't stop. But if most people are refraining from eating this butter, they hold that it's aser, and the shanos. So that was the second thing that the Rush said. Make a day and it's mutter. But if the meaning of this place is that people hold that it's aser, so then you should not go, and you shouldn't go in such a place and eat it. You should keep it the minag amakom. Uva makom she'ein minag, and if there's no minag, this is the Rambam, in bishla ad shehochu tzichtzuchei achalav, if you cook it to the point where the residual milk has disappeared, so then it's going to be mutter. Now there's a whole deal in how to understand the Rambam. Is the Rambam talking about a case where in this place the minig is that it's mutter? Or is it talking about a place where they hold that it is aser, but then if you cook it, it becomes mutter? So the Piskei Tshuva brings down a machlokes how to understand this. So the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is a b'makom she'ein minag, when there's no minag saying that it's aser, so then if you cook it, it's going to be mutter. Which means that, but even though there's no minag that it's aser, then it still sounds like you shouldn't eat it until you cook it. So look at the Piskei Tshuva. Sif katan ches, she'ein minag, ayin pri chadosh, she'hisig al machaber, v'daito. He disagrees with the way the Mechaber says it. And his opinion is the mutter af b'yesh minag. He holds that even if the minag is it's aser, once you go cook it, poof, it becomes mutter. V'chein kasev b'sefer chachmas adam, b'shmo. And that's how the chachmas adam understands it. However, ayin b'tshuvas no debuda, sinyana, chelik yodea, shedacha dvarav. No debuda disagrees. He says once it's aser, it's aser. If we hold it's aser, then it's aser. It doesn't help to cook it. We're talking about a place where they don't have a minag that's aser. That still doesn't mean you should eat it until you cook it. Now, how does the Beis Yosef told us that the Lashon Rambam, which sounds like the Eved, it's even the Chatzchila. Here, when the Mechaber brings it down, it also sounds like he's quoting the Rambam, which sounds like a B'di'eved Dikolashon. Continues the Rambam, Hagah, note says the Rambam, Gamotu the Vashon the Chatzchila. You can even do the Chatzchila. So that the residual milk will disappear. Okay, let's stop here for a second. Okay, look at the Ber Hetev. So Sifkat and Yurchas. Because he combines the Shach and the Taz. Ber Heitev, Sifkat and Yurchas. Lechatchila. Hataz Kosa Diesh Letmoa Al Dinzeh. This is a wonderment. The aim of Alan is Lechatchila. We know that you can't be Mavata Issa Lechatchila. So how can you go now and take this Gaish of butter, which might be Aser, and cook it to be Mavata and get rid of the residual non kosher milk? Aval Hashach Kosa B'Shem Yitzir Zoros Chatos. The Shach quotes the Machaber and the Ramah. Dezeh lo mikri mevatel iser. This is not called mevatel iser. Where it's all brought down. The Shema ein kan iser klal. Maybe there is no residual non-kosher milk. The way it's brought down in the Beis Yosef is even stronger. First of all, maybe there was no non-kosher milk to begin with. And even there was non-kosher milk to begin with when it turned into cheese, it turned into butter, that non-kosher milk was left in the pot, whatever, the butter. I'm talking about butter. The butter did not include that leftover non-kosher milk. So it doesn't exist at all. And even if it was there, and even if it's still there, so the cooking it is not mevatel it. The cooking it makes it disappear. It burns it, it makes it evaporate. It's not, I put some milk into the chicken soup, yeah, a little bit. I know it's there. But halachically, let's say it's not there, it's batel. That's not what's going on over here. You're doing something to it that could make it evaporate and disappear. Yeah. So it's like, maybe it was there at the beginning. Even if it was there, maybe it didn't make its way into the butter at all. And even if it did, once you cook it, so poof, it disappeared. So let's see the Ber Heitev again inside. Hashach Kosher Beis Yosef Toros Chatos Dizel Lo Mikri Mevatel Iser. This is not called Mevatel Iser when you cook the Goyer Shabbat. This Shema Ain't Kan Iser Klal. Maybe there is no non-kosher milk here at all. The Ain't Kavan Asel Vata. His intention is not to make it puzzle. Rak Sheyel Chula Hena Tzuchei Chalab. That the residual milk should disappear. It burnt out, evaporated out, whatever. And therefore there's not a problem here of a mevatlin iser lechatchila. Continues the Ramah. The bish legoy muteres. Even if the goy did, it's going to be muter. Why the stam kleim einam bnei yomon? Because, and this is a very, very big machlokes rishonim. Do we, as which we just touched on in the past, In a regular situation, not talking about davar charif and spicy things. In a regular situation, if I have a non-kosher pot, if it's been used with it and it's clean, if it's been used within 24 hours, it's called ben yomo, and it puts the non-kosher food into the non-kosher taste of the pot into the food, and it becomes asr. If the pot has not been used in 24 hours, then what comes out is a negative taste. The negative taste will not make the food asr, but we don't know. We don't take inventory. How do I know what the Ein Yehudi used to heat up the butter, to heat up the food? So it says the Ramah in Mishnah Gemara Teres, the stam kem einam bnei yomon. A stam kli of an Ein Yehudi, you don't have to worry that it was used within 24 hours. You can assume it hasn't been used in 24 hours, and your food is kosher. Now, if you taste it and you taste the pig, so then I assume that would change things dramatically. But you don't taste anything. And you don't have to, you can assume that it hasn't been used in 24 hours. Not everyone agrees with that. Look at the Bir Agra, Sifkat Chav, Vimbisha, Ras Lama, Shelok, Kidibre Harambam, this is against the Rambam. This year, because the Rambam holds Stam, Kevin, and Bnei Yomon. The Rambam holds that a regular kli from the Ein Yehudi that you don't know about, you have to assume that it has been used within 24 hours. We don't possibly like the Rambam. Here, the Rambam is telling us not like the Rambam. Okay, so therefore, as long as... Now, one last very important point. I had the great schus this Shabbos to be in the Agoda in Passaic, where I saw a lot of very impressive balabatim who were sitting and steiging away from early in the morning and late at night, Friday night, Motzei Shabbos. It was very inspirational, very inspiring group of balabatim. Now, one of them, a lot of them I knew, some of them I met. One of them said to me, I was talking the sugya over with him, and he said to me, maybe that's why there are some people they are makbin on Chalav Yisrael. They don't rely on Ramosha's Shuvah. They're makbin on Chalav Yisrael. When it comes to butter, they're not. but it's an exception. So that fits into the sugya. So in fact, the Sefer Kashrus HaMa'achalim from Rav Chazan, from Rachov Kanievsky, he brings down in the beginning that even if the butter is made from milk that we didn't see, the Eini Yehudi milk, so if you give me the milk is asur. But now he went and took that milk and turned it into butter, okay? He brings down from the Bach that that butter, okay, according to the tzad that's Meiko, is working within the first shita, the shita that says it's mutter. So not only is the butter process mutter if you didn't oversee the butter process, but even though you didn't oversee the milking, it's also okay. Now, it basically fits into the svara, it fits into the svara of Tosus, that the Eino Yehudi is not dumb enough to put in the non-kosher milk that's not going to turn into butter. Why would he do that? Which is what the Ramah tells in Sif Beis by the cheese. What I'm a little bit confused about, and I don't fully understand, is that the Ramah said this was very b'di'evit. Yesh lahati b'di'evit. On that, the Shach said that it was not just b'di'evit, it was worse than that. It was only b'makom hefse maruba shasat chak. So I'm not sure if this might be better. So here he's quoting the Bach. Here it might be better because there's no gzera again. There's a gzera against milk. There's a gzera against cheese. Sif Beis is talking about cheese, but now we're in Sif Gimel. We're talking about butter. There's no gzera against butter. There are those that have a meaning that it's usser because maybe it's similar to cheese. But there's no real gzera that it's usser. So therefore, maybe it's a smoother heter than it was by cheese. By cheese, it was b'di'evet shasal chak. And by butter, it is perhaps less b'di'evet. I think most people who are makbir l'chol Yisrael are makbir l'chol Yisrael across the board, but there are those who are makel on butter. We've already learned in the past there are those that are makel on avkas chalav nachri, the milk powder. So, you know, as you learn the sugya, each branch of the sugya comes up with a new question that perhaps this is an exception to the rule. So there are those that hold and act on it l'maisa that they're not makbir l'chol Yisrael for the butter. So that is the beginning of Kuf Tes Vav Gimel.